The investigation into a pedestrian fatality on the stretch of 787 that runs through Cohoes has concluded.
For the city of Cohoes, that highway has not been a blessing by no means. It's really just been a glowing example of what bad engineering and, you know, not thinking things through will produce. And for us, it's been tragedy after tragedy, accident after accident. And it's enough is enough.
On Thursday, June 16th, shortly before 8 p.m., Cohoes police were summoned to the intersection of 787 and Bridge Avenue for a report of a motor vehicle and pedestrian accident. Upon arrival, police found that a 16-year-old female had been struck by a vehicle while crossing the street. Brittany Knight of Bridge Avenue died of multiple blunt force traumas. Mayor Morris says the car involved in the accident was operated by 48-year-old William Lamb of Rensselaer. Lamb has been charged with speeding.
The car was traveling about 53 to 55 miles per hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone, and the pedestrian walking in the crosswalk in a green light situation. So I think really what happened is we have a turning lane where cars are parked, and it appears that all the traffic is stopped, but right on the side of those cars, the two lanes heading north and south are still moving at a high rate of speed. And unfortunately, the combination of that speed and walking out around those cars, thinking, in fact, there was nothing coming, led to the tragedy.
Lamb is set to appear in court Tuesday, September 27th. Morse hopes that with changes to the crosswalks, nothing like this will happen again.
We had changed out all of the buttons that you pressed across the walkway. Those buttons now have an audible and a flashing light to let you know that they're activated once they're pushed. All of the traffic now completely stops. There's no more turning lane in red while the north and south lanes are green. There's no turn on reds coming off the city streets. So, in essence, all traffic stops when the button is pushed and the cycle goes through its system. Then the light comes on and tells you to cross the highway. Currently, the state has applied to the federal government to change the title of 787 from a freeway to a boulevard. That's the first step in trying to achieve my goal of having a complete, honest, true boulevard. And then it's a matter of me continuing to advocate and working to get the $15 million that it's going to cost to implement the plan.
New York State DOT officials say a reconfigured 787 would feature similar lighting, curbing, media, and signage that motorists encounter along Route 9 in Saratoga Springs, which transitions as it heads into downtown. The accident findings were part of a joint investigation with the Albany County District Attorney's Office, New York State Police Accident Reconstruction Unit, the Cohoes Police Department, and Cohoes Detective Unit. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.